And welcome back here to the Mighty 690 KGGF, here for another interview with Tina Romine, of course. Like I mentioned to you, we're here to talk about the OK Cooking School. You might have heard the ads, of course, playing on our family of stations over the last month or so, but it's coming up here. Tina, good morning. Good to have you in studio today.
Good morning. We've got a week from today. If you don't have your tickets, you better go get them now.
Yes, absolutely. And so tell me first a little bit. We'll get to the tickets here in a little bit. But first, why don't you tell me a little bit about the OK Cooking School for those who may not have experienced this before or maybe kind of just forgot what it may be. Why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So we adapted this from the Taste of Home, which was several years ago. They did this, and then we adapted it because they quit doing it. And we have their chef. Her name is Jamie Dunn. She's from Owosso. She's amazing. She's quick-witted, she's hilarious, she keeps you entertained, and she is a very good cook as well. So, what we do, now at 3 o'clock, the doors are going to open at the Bartersville Community Center. And then down in Community Hall, we have several vendors in there, probably around 30, 35-ish vendors down there that we are going to put in that room. It's not very big, so we can't fit very many people in there, but I mean vendor wise, but you can browse in there, and they have a lot of giveaways. They have register to win prizes, and all kinds of fun things down there. They have a lot of cash and carry items as well, some snacks if you're coming from work, if you're coming straight there. We have Dink's Pit Barbecue will be on hand for concessions. I believe there's going to be some tamales that you can take home and cook as well, and I think there might be some other snack items as well, but we're going to have lots of different vendors down there. And we also have new to this year is a cake show. So we have a handful of cakes. Well, I think we have about a dozen cakes that are going to be in the gallery room. And you get to vote. You get a ticket when you come in, and you get to vote on your favorite cake. There's still time to register if you do decorating cakes and you would like to be a part of that. You can go to our website, okcookingschool.com, and register for that. We still have some space available for that, so we'd love to have you. You don't have to be a professional. We have different judging criterias, and we have that People's Choice vote. So what's going to happen is we're going to take the People's Choice vote winner, and then we have a couple of three judges that are going to pick two other cakes that are going to go to the stage show as well, and then they're going to taste them. So out of all three of those, we pick the winner, and you get some really good prizes. Dunge's is giving away some money. We have a lot of different cake supplies that we are, like cake pans and like cookie cutter punch tools and different things like that. So we've got a lot of different fun things to do. We've got Sugar Veil, which Sugar Veil is like a lace, and it comes with this mat, and it's so much fun. If you're into cake decorating, you probably know what that is. If not, you probably should. So we got a lot of fun prizes to give away. So if you decorate cakes, definitely check that out. We'd love to have you. And so after all that is done, that's a lot of stuff from 3 to 6:30. After all that is done, we move into the stage show. And don't let me forget to talk about VIPs after this.
I will not.
Okay, because that's a different ball game too. But anyway, so at 6:30, we move into the main auditorium there at the Bartersville Community Center. And Miss Jamie Dunn will be there. And she's going to do live demonstrations of six recipes, one being an Instant Pot recipe, which a lot of people have those, and they're still in the box because they're scared to use them. So if you're one of those people, definitely come to the show and learn about how to use your Instant Pot. It's amazing. I use mine all the time, but it's a lot of fun to use. And the show is great. You get the recipes to take home with you because you get a fabulous goodie bag when you walk in the door with your ticket. And then you have all those recipes that you get to take home. You've seen how Jamie does it. You've seen the process. It's like watching TV. You watch those shows on TV and you wish, man, I wish I had that recipe. Well, you don't have to go download it. You don't have to go search for it. You don't have to do any of those things. We give it to you. You get to take it home. You get to replicate it for your friends. Have a big dinner party and blow them away because you knew all these skills. Mm-hmm. And you can make a beef barcoli. Now, when you tell your friends, what are you making for dinner? Oh, I think I'll make a beef barcoli and a raspberry tort. They'll be like, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
So you'll have all those skills. You'll get to do that stuff. And it's super fun. Jamie is hilarious. If you've never been to one of her shows before, she keeps you so entertained. She does have a question and answer opportunities that, you know, if you have a question, or like last year, she didn't know something and someone in the audience did. And, we all learned something, including Jamie. So you never know when you're going to be helpful. So it's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, certainly. And it's so community focused as well. I mean, we've got several vendors from all over the community here. I see some Bartlesville vendors. I see some Independence vendors as well. Some businesses that you can see in both Caulfield and Independence. So this is really a community focused event. You're definitely going to find something. I think there's definitely something for everybody there.
We have Sedan. We have T-Bar Mercantile from Sedan. They're joining us. We have some ads and different things from the Neota Shea area, the Fredonia area, Rick's Place. I just went there last weekend. It was fantastic. We had a really good time there. We have, the Derek and Neota Shea, they're going to be part of us. But the Vintage Loft in Dewey, they're an antique store. They're going to have a nice little coupon in your goodie bag. The American Heritage Beef Company will as well. We have Cincy from Barbara Hayes. We have Bartlesville Custom Cabinets, Bios Healthcare, Bows and Bridges, Bats and Drugs, Buttercup Market. We have all kinds of different vendors and different things that we're offering. The Diamond Head Wine will be back. If you were there last year, you would have seen them. They do have little samples. I believe they have the elderberry that everybody is wanting right now, because I think it helps with the allergies and it helps with all that other sinusy junk that everybody has going on right now. So that's nice to have. We have Moxie on 2nd. They have, if you've never been to that store, it's downtown Bartlesville on 2nd Street, and it's got the best gifts. It's got a lot of hometown pride stuff there. So, let's go back to that VIP thing,
yes,
Connor.
Sure.
So if you want to be a VIP, I think we have about 7 tickets left, because we only do 50. And we do that because we want to keep it small. Mm-hmm. We want to keep you to be able to answer questions, and you get to taste the food. So Melody's Creative Cuisine is going to be on hand to demonstrate a recipe, and then you get to taste it, and you get to ask questions, and you'll get to take that recipe home as well. So you also get a free lunch from Frida's Cocina Mexicana. I love saying that.
Yeah, and so
Frida's
for sure. Yeah, for sure. And so, of course, the VIP ticket you mentioned, it gets you access to that more intimate setting. But how would you go about getting tickets, both regular tickets, VIP tickets? How do you go about getting those?
The VIP tickets are only sold at the radio station. So you can come here, and we can traffic your ticket for you, and then you can come back and pick it up, or we can hold it at will call for you. Or you can come to our sister stations down in Bartlesville, and you can pick out your seats. We get you premium seating in the front few rows right there on the center, so you can see the stage the best. And you get the backstage access, and you get that Frida's Cocina Mexicana lunch on them. So, and you still get your goodie bag, you still get to browse booths, you still get to do the cooking show. But at 5 o'clock, we go backstage, and you hear a recipe with Melody. Excuse me.
For sure. And so, of course, one last question here, maybe kind of just. Anything else that maybe we've kind of skipped over here? I'm looking through the poster, and of course, if you've stopped by the station here recently, you've seen the poster. There's a lot of information on it. Is there anything here that we've kind of maybe skipped over that you'd like to let us know about?
Well, the reserve seating. You don't have to do the VIP, so the reserve seating is only $11. And if you go with a group of 4 or more, you get a discounted rate because it does have a handling fee on it. So if you go with 4 or more, you only have to pay that handling fee one time. So it pays to bring your friends, and you get a little bit of a break. You can go to Bartlesville Community Center itself. They're on Adams in Bartlesville, or you can go to their website, bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com. I believe some of their items have started transitioning into their new nickname, per se, the center. So if you see the center, that is the same facility. So, you know, we've had it there for a few years. It works out well. There's not a bad seat in the house. Everything's geared to watch the stage. And we do have that Jumbotron that's above Jamie. We'll be able to see her, whatever she is doing on her table. So it makes it easy for everybody to see what's going on in front of her as well. So I think that about covers it. You do get that fabulous goodie bag. Don't forget that one, because you got a lot of different, I think there's rumor of a snack item in there. I got to check with that, but you get a lot of valuable coupons and different specials and stuff from all different places that are participating in our show. So.
Absolutely. So once again, Tina, thank you so much for stopping by. Of course, good to hear more about the OK Cooking School. Again, that's coming up Tuesday, April 12th, but only 7 VIP tickets left. And only a few tickets left reserved-wise. So make sure you get them as quickly as possible. But again, thank you, Tina, for stopping by.
Thank you. You can also get them at the door. So if you decide you last minute you want to come, I'm sure there'll still be some seats for you. So come on down.
All righty. So once again, thank you, Tina, for stopping by. One more time, Tuesday, April 12th. Next Tuesday, 7 days away. Down over at the center in Bartlesville. So we're going to go ahead and move on here. Got Fox News coming up next. And then after that, well, we'll start open line at about 8:40 here today. So make sure you do stick around for that. We've got a good show lined up for you today. But again, back in just a little bit, you're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.